One on and one out in the bottom of the sixth. Trett Joel's on deck. And you may get to see Joel's one more time in his high school career batting for Boyceville here. The pitch by Alzik sends one to right. Playable and dropping in foul territory between three Rosholt Hornets. The count will be 0-1 on Bialzik, a junior. Figures to have a much bigger role next year. A lot of seniors on this Boyceville squad. Trevor Hollister, Nick Latomsky, Walker Retz, Connor Semph, Brady Helland, and Trek Joles will all graduate, have graduated, but won't be able to play baseball next year at the high school level. 0-1. Ian on Bialzik, who watches strike two go through. 0-2 on Ira Bialzik with a runner at first and one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. This one gets through, and McRoberts will take a try for second, and he's in standing. So McRoberts sets second. Bialzik with a 1-2 count.
Attention, please. Leighton Adamski's pitch count is at 95.
So Levy Adamski will have to come out after this batter. We have to finish the at-bat. The pitch to Bialzik, a breaking ball. This one's going to bloop into right, a base hit. And they are going to send him through. A run scores! As Ira Bialzik bloops one into right. And it'll make the score. Boyceville 4 and Rosholt nothing. Bialzik standing at second on the base hit. And an error charge in right field, allowing the runners to advance. Bialzik at second, and now Trent Joles will bat. With one away and one aboard. Watches the first pitch catch the outside corner for strike one. Joles will go pick up some dirt. As Joles to bat here. Waits. And now the pitch. This one will bounce away. Bialzik takes off for third, and he's got it easily. So Bialzik now at third. This is where Boyceville can really start putting the pressure on and piling up the runs. Yeah, 95 pitches is the warning. He's got to come out at 105, so he'll stay in. Here's the pitch. Joles turns on one, but fouls it down the line, third base side. And it's 1-1. Trent Joles. The baseball is still out in left field, so they got to get it and get rid of it. And they'll throw it back in. Out and left. Good job out there by Kropidlowski. Levy Adamski will be pitching here. 1-1 on Trent Joles. The runner at third and one out. Pitch. Inside, got him. Looking, strikeout. Okay, it was 1-2. They had it wrong on the board. That's right, he had the foul ball. And that will be it. We'll have to make a pitching change. And it gives us the chance to tell you that the game is presented by OEM Fabricators Incorporated, a custom job specializing in, job shop specializing in welding, machining, fabrication, paint, and assembly with locations in Woodville, Neillsville, and Phillips. Check them out online at oemfab.com. Congratulations to the Boyceville Bulldogs for all of their hard work and dedication this year. Lens Fertilizer in Rusk, Eau Claire Insulation, Synergy Cooperative, Johnson Motors in Menominee, Momentum Baseball Academy, Derry State Bank, and Eco Group, all sponsors of today's broadcast. And pitching next for Rosholt will be Nathan Lemanchik. And he will work the lefty with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning and a runner at second and face Connor Semph. So while he warms up, we will take a quick 30-second pause, and when we return, we'll have the next at-bat in this contest. Again, your score in the bottom of the sixth inning on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Boyceville 4, Rosholt nothing. Pitcher warms up for Rosholt. We'll be back right after this in our game presented by Basil Portrait Design on Moose Country 106.7. Runner at third for Boyceville. in this game is Ira Bialzik. Trent Joles struck out looking, and likely his final at-bat as a high school baseball player. Connor Semph, a senior, will get a chance to bat one final time, barring anything weird at third, with Bialzik standing there. And Bialzik getting instruction from Coach Romheld ahead of this at-bat with Levanchek to pitch. A lot of pitching depth on this Rochelt squad. 23 strikeouts and 19 and two-thirds innings pitched for Levanchek, with a ERA under 3 and a lefty. Lefty working against a right-handed batter, Semph. And Semph timing up the warm-up pitches as he'll step in now. Boysville Bulldogs looking for their first state championship. Are the Rochelle Hornets. The winning team in this matchup will be a first-time state champion. Levanchek will move from first. And now stands in against Semph. As Lemanchek looks in, now drops and pitches. This one is going to pop the mitt for strike one, right down I-41. So we'll get another one here. The 0-1. The pitch to Semph, breaking ball. That one hooking in, but high. And it's ball one. Bialzik at third. Boysville leading 4-0 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Bottom of the sixth inning. Bulldogs seeking their first state championship. Here's the pitch. Fouled away and into the grandstand. There we go. The hit on the metal roof, and it got stuck in the gutter. Going to make those gutters less than baseball width. There's a few of them up there now. 1-2 on Semph. Lemanchek sets, now backs off. Now back in. Sets and delivers. Hooking and missing in the dirt. It's ball two. 2-2 count, two outs, bottom of the sixth. It's number two hitter in the order. Where's number 1-2? A lot of twos in this setup. The pitch from Lemanchek. Fouled away. No, that one is fouled away. That was a hit on the tarp. It's angling in that right field corner, and it stays foul. So it's 2-2. Bialzik at third for Boysville, representing some more insurance runs over there. It's 4-0 Boysville. Here's the pitch. And this one is going to be in there. Strike three. Semph goes down looking. And we head now to the top of the seventh inning. The Boysville Bulldogs are three outs away from a state championship, leading 4-0 after six complete on the People's State Bank scoreboard. And we'll have the seventh inning next on our game presented by Basil Portrait Design here on Moose Country 106.7. It's the top of the seventh. Nivy Adamski to bat against Walker Retz, trying to go the distance here, pitching a one-hitter as we begin the seventh inning with Boysville leading 4-0. The Bulldogs seeking their first ever state championship. First pitch of the at-bat is going to drop in there for strike one. The Bulldogs added an insurance run in the bottom of the sixth inning to make it 4-0 here in this Division IV state championship game. The pitch is going to catch the top corner, and that one will make it 1-1. Here is the pitch from Retz as he offers here. This one is going to hit the dirt and make it 2-1. Picture perfect evening here in Grand Chute at Fox City Stadium for a state championship game. Ball low, and 3-1 is the count. Nevi Adamski, he started the game at pitcher. Made it 5 2/3. He'll hit this one foul over the grandstand and out of the way. It is full. on the Evadomski. And by the way, it is the heart of the order up for Rosholt here. The payoff pitch coming from Walker Retz. Swung on and missed, strikeout number 13. Trebetoski to bat next for Rosholt. Two outs away for Boyceville from a state championship. As Walker Retz twirls the baseball inside his glove and delivers. This one swung on and missed. Strike one. Retz will set with the 0-1. Kicks and delivers. Misses outside. Ball one. Neither team has ever won a state championship in baseball. That could change in two more outs. The pitch. High and missing. It's 2-1. Walker Retz. The senior. Pitches here. On the 2-1. Gets it by him. It's 2-2. On a swinging strike. The senior trying to close out a one-hitter. Here's the 2-2 on Trebetoski. Popped up, right field, and back on it is Romheld, and he's got it! Out number two! Boyceville crowd on their feet! Nathan Lemanchek, the final batter up for Rosholt as things stand. Walker Retz turns and delivers. Swung on and missed, strike one. The Boyceville crowd can sense it. A state championship at hand. Here's the 0-1. High and ball one. Retz sets with the 1-1. Two outs, top of the seventh. The pitch. Swung on and tipped, and that'll be a foul ball for strike two. Boyceville fans on their feet. Two outs, top of the seventh, a 1-2 count. And Walker Retz to pitch. Lemanchek waits for it. Here it is. Foul back into the netting. Two outs, top of the seventh inning. Boyceville 4, Rosholt nothing. The 1-2 from Walker Retz. High and ball two. Top of the seventh inning, 2-2 count, two outs. Walker Retz trying to finish out a complete game one-hitter in the Division 4 state championship. Here's the pitch. And there, strikeout, and the game is over! Boyceville is number one! The Bulldogs have won the Division 4 state championship! Boyceville is your state champions for the first time in school history in baseball! The Bulldogs have won it 4-0 over Rosholt. And the Bulldogs are taking home the gold trophy after a year away for COVID and a loss in 2019's Division 3 semifinal. The Bulldogs are your state champions. The water bath for Coach Romheld at the pitcher's mound as Boyceville has gone wire to wire as the number one team in Division 4 in 2021. Boyceville 4, Rosholt 0.